Look at that.
Yeah, this area is a section that we came down one day last year, and this had all fallen out, almost plugged up the decline here.
Wow.
It had pulled loose past the rock bolts, in spite of your best efforts, it's not 100% guarantee. But if we had actually been in here when this started to fail, miners call it the ground talking to you, mm-hmm. little rocks would start to fall out, and you'd hear sounds, and you'd know it was coming, so you'd rope off this area, get in and see what happened. But then it gets to be a fairly dangerous process to get up on top of this pile of rock that was here and start drilling holes, because drilling is a very vibration mm-hmm. operation, and you don't know what you're going to shake loose.
Is it ever-changing?
Ever-changing,
yeah. You come down here and something's different every time?
Yeah, there's always something. A lot of times, like right here, that ground will slough off the side there. Especially in the wintertime to a certain extent, or springtime and fall, I guess, more with changing air temperature, changing moisture conditions. You don't think of air having any weight, but mine ventilation really depends on the weight of air, just like a chimney in a house. Warm air in a mine will rise to the highest point, and cold air will flow in from the lowest point. The mine inspector in the early days talked about the Butte mines before they had artificial ventilation, and because the mines were at different elevations around the hill, if it was a cold winter day, then the very high mine, like the Diamond, would be the exhaust, and they'd suck the air in from the lower mines in the summertime. It might be the other way around, but the Butte mines got quite a bit warmer than the ambient air temperature, so most of the time it was going out the top of the mines. But you think about a time when there were 17,000 men working underground, plus horses and mules, there was a little bit of a sanitation problem. And he says it was quite unpleasant to be on the last mine on the ventilation circuit.
Ha ha ha.